Take it away.
Me?
Yeah, first row.
I'm no good first tee block. Hey, Rob, do you get involved in this sort of stuff?
Yeah, obviously we do a certain amount of appearances throughout the year, so it's good to get out here today and spend a bit of time with the kids. It's always good fun.
Now, Anzac Day is Wednesday. Is the Anzac round for you guys this weekend or next weekend?
I believe it's this weekend,
And so what is it, for the players, I suppose you encounter it every year when the minute silence or the moment silence and the build-up to it feel like a different game?
Yeah, I suppose so. It's always a pretty big build-up, and like you said, the minute silence, before the game and the build-up, I know it's a really special night for the club, so we certainly look forward to playing big games, and Geelong coming over, and it should be a big crowd here, which would be exciting.
And how big is it? You probably need to make a bit of a statement in response to what happened against the Bombers.
Yeah, certainly. It's a massive game for us when we respond after the disappointing performance on the weekend. So we know Geelong are a super team and have been for a long time, so we know it's going to be a good challenge.
Robbie, 39 touches. I know it wasn't great from the team perspective, but you're finding a lot of the footy. I think it was your career high. Nice to get a bit of the footy.
I guess so. But when you don't come away with a result, it's pretty disappointing. So played a little bit on ball, I suppose, on the weekend, and got in there a little bit more.
Do you have to rove a bit differently now with no Paddy there? Is it a bit harder? You're sort of watching the opposition ruckman a bit more.
Yeah, certainly. Ideally Paddy would be out there, but. Went through that a few years ago when he had the year off, so we sort of got used to things then without a big ruckman like him. So we think it's going okay. The numbers stacked up okay on the weekend. We just probably didn't stand up under pressure as much as we would have liked. To Essendon's credit, they put an enormous amount of pressure on us, and we coughed the footy up a bit. And
does that make it easier? Having been through that a few years ago, you sort of know how to prepare for not having a recognised ruckman, so to speak.
Yeah, I think so. We're certainly referred back to it a little bit, and you have to change some things. Paddy had a super year last year, as we all know, so you change some things the way you go about it, but we'll cover for him and look forward to getting him back soon, though.
Rod Lady said obviously he might miss 2 weeks, he might miss another 5 weeks. When you hear one of your coaches say you're not sure when your star ruckman's coming back, what was your reaction to that?
We sort of know it's a bit of a different sort of injury, and it's not like a typical hamstring or something where you can look on the scan and know exactly what it is, so he'll just have to build up and be really comfortable. We don't want to bring him back too early, so he'll work through that with the rehab staff, and when he comes back he'll be right to go.
A couple of times you could have had shots at goal from wide out on Sunday, but you decided to pass in board and pass it off. Was that just doing the team things and just getting a bit of shot at goal?
Yeah, well, that's all it is. It's obviously a high percentage if you're taking shots from within the corridor, so we try and look for our teammates in better positions where we can.
Personally, would you hand that one off to Polly? There's a bit of a whack going around that, as a star as you are, you probably should just take the shot.
Yeah, I'll probably have my time again. I'll just go back and kick it, but it's all good. We'll move on, and hopefully he kicks if I give him any more in the future.
Well, having said that, if it goes through, there's nothing wrong with it, is it?
Probably not. We wouldn't be talking about it now, so yeah.
Robbie, you've obviously been through a lot in the off-season and everything. How have you found that you've settled back into it? You're feeling as strong as ever and as fit as ever?
Yeah, feeling really good. I've spoken about it. I was a bit limited up until Christmas. But since then I've been in full training and feeling as fit as ever, and the body's feeling really good. So, it's good just to be back playing footy and back into things.
Fair bit of talk about bare midfield, because they've got a bit of talent in there. Do you prepare differently when you know that you've got the triple threats coming, or is it business as usual?
You're talking about
Geelong?
Ablett will not be there. But we prepare pretty similar to every sort of opponent. Every opposition has great players. Obviously Dangerfield and Selwood would be out there on the weekend, but we know they've got lots of other quality in there as well, so we'll go in with a plan and try and execute that as best we can, like we do every other week.
What are a couple of things you need to clean up from last week as a team?
We probably haven't started as well as we would have liked, so that's something we can look at. Like I said earlier, our contest work, just being able to absorb the pressure and probably use the footy a little bit better will help us. So, we'll go through that and we'll have a big session on Thursday and get ready for Geelong on Saturday.
There's Robbie, a couple of sore boys. Tommy Rockliffe, how's that calf?
Today wasn't much, obviously, only being we played on Sunday, so a few of us didn't do much today, and he'll be assessed and have to train on Thursday and get through that, and if he's right to go.
So no sort of tear in that calf as far as you're aware or anything like that?
I wouldn't be able to tell you, to be honest, not as far as I know. So he'll look to train Thursday and try and get through that and get up to play.
Do you reckon you'll be playing more midfield from now on during the season now you've sort of built that fitness up?
I'm not sure, to be honest. It's sort of a week-to-week thing, and tend to mix it up a little bit. So, I suppose Kenny will direct me on that as we go forward.
Will that change a bit with Peps coming back in this week?
Possibly. It just depends on the makeup of the team and what selection looks like. So, it hasn't been spoken about yet, but it changes up within games week to week, just depending on how games are going and what's happening.
Do you reckon Sammy's out there now? Is he an automatic inclusion, do you think?
It's probably a question for the coaches. We love having him out there. His contested ball work and the pressure he puts on the opposition, is super. So we love playing with him, but I'm sure Kenny and the other coaches will decide on that later in the week.
It goes without saying it's probably a very challenging week for the youngster. From your point of view as a leader of the club, how do you think he's handled it?
He's handled it as well as he could have, I suppose. Like you said, it's been really tough, with the attention on him. But, he's copped his week suspension and, he's got to move on now and get on with things.
As a leader, like, what was the reaction of when you heard about it?
I suppose we set standards around the club and, he was out too late, and that's all I can really speak about because that's all we know at the moment. So, he was out too late, and we dealt with that like we would with any other player, and, he knows the standards that we set. So, hopefully nothing like that happens again.
A little bit refreshing to hear him say, I put my hand up, I own what I did, and it's good that he can sort of accept that and move on properly.
Yeah, I think so. I think you have to in that situation. So, like I said, we have standards that are set, and if people step outside of them, then they know the consequences.
Hey, Rob, Darcy Byrne-Jones played a bit forward on the weekend. Was that just in response to Toddy Marshall not being able to come on, or is that something that might be used a bit more often this season?
I'm not sure, to be honest. It's probably more because Toddy was off, and I think Dougal went back and they shuffled a few things around, but haven't seen a lot of him down forward. But he brings a bit of speed, a bit of pressure, it might be something they look at going forward.
How is Todd?
I think he's okay. We didn't do much today, but he'll look to train Thursday and go through all the testing later in the week to get himself up to play.
What about Jasper? Rob, is he fit and ready enough to come back?
I think he's definitely fit. He's done a mountain of work over pre-season. He had a few problems with his body last year, and he was really keen to get those fixed up over summer, and he worked really hard, so it's quite disappointing for him obviously to do the hammy in that last pre-season game. But he's done a heap of work again over the last month or so, and from all reports got through the game really well on the weekend and has pulled up well, so he's right to go.
Couple of keen to see him back in there.
Definitely love playing with Jasper. I suppose the coaches, they've got a fun job trying to select the team. The back six or seven have done a really good job over the first month. So, I'm sure they'll go through that. His name will be around the mark for sure.
A couple of very proud Roosters had a little blow to the schnozzer on the weekend. How's Chatty treating a broken nose? A big Charles.
They're not that happy with it, but, they've pulled up okay. And no dramas, but there's a few blokes that are a bit sore. Toddy's got the bit of a black eye, and those boys have got the noses, so it's a bit of a tough game.
Thanks, boys.
Cheers, mate.